Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, June 16th. Currently, with mostly cloudy skies, it is 61 degrees. The humidity is 83%. The wind speed is northwest at 12 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.97, and the dew point is 55 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Lenexa police continue to search for a suspect in a road rage shooting that killed a 59-year-old man.
The victim, Michael Bonsack, was driving a white Jeep Grand Cherokee when someone shot into his vehicle, causing him to crash in a ditch. Police believe the shooter continued eastbound on 435 from the scene of the incident. Based on some initial information from witnesses, it is possible that this shooting was the result of a road rage incident between the victim and the suspect. The incident took place on January 12, 2023. I'm Ramona Landrum.
Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan encourages job seekers and employers to be part of the next statewide virtual job fair hosted by Kansas Works. That'll be 8 to 5 on Wednesday, June 21st. Many companies have expanded, and Tolan said now is a great time to apply. Candidates can be part of that through any digital device. Just register first at jobs.ks.gov. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org, brought to you by AARP.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Kelly joined a group of governors in calling on Congress to protect and increase federal investment in child care in the upcoming fiscal year 2024 budget. Alongside governors from 9 states, they sent a letter to congressional leaders urging them to provide the resources child care centers need to stay open and retain workers. Governor Kelly said here in Kansas, they are working to make it possible for every Kansas family to find an affordable option for child care. However, they can't do it alone. And that's why she joined fellow governors in urging Congress to make critical investments to support families and grow the workforce. Congress supplied one-time funding to aid child care during the pandemic, but the need for child care funding remains as important as ever. In Kansas, a lack of child care options hurts economic and workforce development, as 6% of Kansans who don't work say it's because they cannot find affordable child care. According to a recent report, the average cost for a toddler in center-based child care in Kansas costs the median two-parent household 8% of its income and the median one-parent household 26% of its income. Kansas has invested in child care as a vital component of workforce and economic development success. In 2022, Governor Kelly signed House Bill 2237, which was a bipartisan bill that expands child care tax credits that provide child care to employees, and announced $53 million in appreciation bonuses for eligible child care staff at licensed facilities. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks opened Ellis City Lake to public fish salvage in September 2022 due to concerns surrounding low water levels, and the public salvage liberalized methods by which fish could be taken and removed all applicable length and krill limits. Currently, increased water level and improved inflow prospects have negated the utility of the public fish salvage at Ellis City Lake, so the public salvage order will be rescinded along with the removal of on-site salvage order signage. The following conditions will result from termination of the public fish salvage order. Legal fishing equipment for each angler will consist of up to 2 rods, 3 with a 3-pole permit, with no more than 2 baited hooks, single or treble, or artificial lures per line. and if two artificial lures are used, the fishing line shall not exceed 6 hooks. Fish harvest will be regulated by harvest regulations posted on informational kiosks present at the lake, and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks will resume fish sampling activities and fish stocking at the discretion of the district fisheries biologist. For more information, you can contact Dave Spousbury, the district fisheries biologist, at 785-726-3212. The 2024 Class 1A DI State Basketball Championships are headed to the Colby Event Center March 6th through the 9th of 2024, while Class 2A will compete at the United Wireless Arena in Dodge City. The KSHSAA maintains a very strong relationship with Visit Manhattan and Kansas State University. However, this year's KSHSAA State Basketball Championships conflict with the final week of the Big 12 Conference regular season, and it was necessary for the KSHSAA to consider alternative locations to conduct the 7 basketball tournaments. Kyle Dobrowski, the KSHSAA Assistant Executive Director, stated that the City of Colby, along with its event center staff, will do a marvelous job hosting a state tournament for the athletes, coaches, and fans to enjoy. The facility has been in operation for 2 years and boasts a lot of features and amenities the teams and fans will appreciate and will make a perfect fit for Class 1A DI State Tournament. Dodge City will continue its tradition of top-notch event management, providing Class 2A a championship-level experience in United Wireless Arena. The Colby Event Center in Colby, Kansas was opened in 2021 and plays host to Colby Community College and the Orange and Black Basketball Tournament, along with many other events year-round. This will be the first KSHSAA State Basketball Championship held in Colby. United Wireless Arena in Dodge City has hosted many state events since 2015, including hosting 1ADI State Basketball Championship last year, as well as the 2A and 1ADI State Volleyball Championships the last 4 years. A reconstruction project on a portion of U.S. 36 in Phillipsburg is expected to begin on Wednesday, June 21st. The project work will involve the removal and replacement of the pavement on U.S. 36 or State Street between 5th Street and 8th Street. The eastbound lanes will be constructed first, with traffic shifted head-to-head in the westbound lanes. Construction of the westbound lanes will begin upon completion of the eastbound portion, and an 11-foot width restriction will be in effect for the duration of the project. This construction is expected to be completed in October, conditions permitting. Smoky Hill of Salina is the primary contractor with a total contract cost of $1.2 million. The project is part of the Kansas Department of Transportation's City Connecting Link Improvement Program, which helps cities maintain, repair, and improve highway routes that are located within city limits. For more information, you can contact Phillipsburg Director of Public Works, Tim Driggs, at 785-543-5234, or the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Dan Moore, at 785-302-6200. In Nebraska news, a Hastings man will be sentenced next month after authorities accused him of making threats that prompted a school lockdown. 18-year-old Connor Black Lentz agreed to a plea deal in Clay County Court on Tuesday. As part of the deal, Black Lentz pled no contest to intimidation by phone, and the state dropped terroristic threats and false reporting charges. A judge set his bond at 10% of $10,000. In court documents, authorities say Black Lentz called Sandy Creek Public Schools, a facility outside of Fairfield, which is about 30 miles southeast of Hastings, on April 4th, to say a student at the school had a gun and was threatening him. They also say that he sent that student threatening messages over social media, and the threats prompted the school to go on lockdown and eventually dismiss early. A sentencing hearing is set for August 8th. Intimidation is a Class 3 misdemeanor, which carries a maximum sentence of 3 months in prison. Separately, Black Lentz faces 4 charges in Adams County related to his arrest for the threats. He pled not guilty to charges, which included third-degree assault on an officer. In court documents, police said that Black Lentz resisted arrest, headbutted an officer, kicked an officer, and spit on an officer. He's scheduled for a change of plea hearing next week. Authorities say a fight involving Nebraska deputies and a suspect who appeared to be heavily armed could have been much worse. According to the Douglas County Sheriff's Office, deputies came across a combative individual who was wearing body armor on Monday night, and the Sheriff's Office said the suspect refused to be taken into custody, leading to a struggle in which two realistic-looking guns were spotted in the suspect's pockets. Deputies said they acted quickly to secure the suspect and later learned the guns were actually Glock replicas. The Sheriff's Office said training, experience, and excellent decisions are the reasons no one was hurt seriously. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the regular meeting of the Board of Education for Unified School District 211 that was held on June 12th at 7 p.m., the regular meeting of the Board of Education USD 211 was called to order at the Alice Tweed Center by President Jennifer Miller, and five members were present, so quorum was declared. Superintendent Corey Roy discussed a family-friendly workplace environment survey that was given to the staff of US 211 in the fall of 2022. Items from the survey were ranked on importance to staff and how USD 211 handled those items. The three top items brought up were a breastfeeding room for new mothers and infants in each building, family fun events, and assistance for mental health to staff and students. Superintendent Roy agreed that these three things are important, and he's working on implementing them throughout the district. USD 211 will also be participating in Match Day on June 28th. Superintendent Roy asked the board for permission to start an endowment for USD 211, explaining that this endowment would go to cover costs of things that come up throughout the future, such as educational extracurricular activities, curriculum and program support, classroom equipment, facility improvement, and many other things that might help make improvements to the district. The Board of Education gave unanimous approval to start an endowment fund after Match Day. Deputy Ryan Bletcha was present with his K-9 partner, Jada. Deputy Bletcha and Jada presented on what bringing a K-9 drug dog into Norton Community Schools would look like and the benefits it would bring, such as keeping drugs out of the school. And the board agreed that this would be a great asset for USD 211. Deputy Bletcha also talked about a program called Adopt-A-Cop, where a cop would be assigned to a school to get to know the kids and be there to humanize law enforcement to children. He was a part of this program when he was an officer in Hayes and said it was beneficial to him and the students at the school. The Board of Education agreed that this program would also be a great asset to USD 211. No meal price decisions were made at this meeting. However, kindergartners will no longer be charged the annual snack milk fee starting in the 2023-2024 school year. Superintendent Roy then recommended to the board not to change the price of textbook fees for the 2023-2024 school year. And Ryan Katz motioned and John Granberry seconded a motion to keep textbook fees the same for the 2023-2024 school year. The motion passed 6-0. Superintendent Roy went over the student accident insurance renewal information that Aaron Hale with Iron Insurance Partners sent over and stated that there will be no price or coverage change for the 2023-2024 school year. And John Granberry motioned and Dina Winty seconded to approve the renewal of the student accident insurance through Iron Insurance Partners for the 2023-2024 school year. Bobby Murray shared the updates for the Eisenhower Elementary School employee and student handbooks. Troy Kieswetter reviewed the changes for the 23-24 Norton Community High School student handbook. And Bill Johnson reviewed the Norton Junior High School handbook. The adoption of the handbooks will be considered at the July meeting. After an executive session to discuss personnel job assignments pursuant to the personnel exception under KOMA, a motion was made by Dina Winty and seconded by Ryan Katz to approve the nomination of Morgan Wagner for Eisenhower Elementary School Secretary and Brooke Jensen for the 5th and 6th grade at-risk tutor, and the motion passed 6-0. A motion was made by Dina Winty and seconded by John Granberry to accept the resignation of Alan Shuckman from the high school cafeteria, and the motion passed 6-0. A motion was made to allow the superintendent and or treasurer to pay the 2022-2023 year-end bills as received on or before July 1st of 2023, and Jamie Amlong motioned to allow the superintendent and or treasurer to pay the 2022-2023 year-end bills as received on or before July 1st, 2023, and transfer any year-end funds according to state statute and or KSDE guidelines. Sean Katz seconded the motion, and the motion passed 6-0. President Miller then adjourned the meeting at 8:37 p.m. David S. Mora, 81 of Norton, passed away on April 24th with his wife by his side, and the family has chosen cremation with a memorial service to be held at 11 a.m. Tuesday, June 20th at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Norton. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Emmanuel Lutheran Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Funeral services for Mary Earhart, 88 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, Saturday, June 17th, at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and burial will follow at the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 1 to 7 p.m. today, Friday, June 16th, with the family greeting friends from 5 to 7 p.m. at the funeral home. Memorial contributions may be made to the Amby Home of Norton and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 4 p.m., and some of these storms could produce heavy rain. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 87, with a west wind around 5 miles per hour becoming southeast in the afternoon. For tonight, showers and thunderstorms before 1 a.m., and then showers and possibly a thunderstorm between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m., and then showers and thunderstorms will be likely after 5 a.m., with some of the storms producing heavy rain. The low should be around 58, with a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation tonight is 90%. On Saturday, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 8 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 8 a.m., and some of these storms could produce heavy rain. It should be mostly cloudy Saturday, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 79, and the chance of precipitation is 60%. On Saturday night, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 2 a.m., and some of these storms could produce heavy rain. It should be partly cloudy with a low around 55. On Sunday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 a.m., and some of these storms could produce heavy rain. It should be sunny on Sunday with a high near 89, and on Sunday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 61. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday it should be sunny and hot with a high near 97. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 95. On Wednesday, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 91. And on Thursday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, should be partly sunny with a high near 87. Currently, with mostly cloudy skies, it is 61 degrees. The humidity is 83%. The wind speed is northwest at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.98, and the dew point is 55 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Cruise on over to United Northwest Federal Credit Union and check out our great auto loan rates. June 1st through the 30th, get as low as 5% APR on a 2018 and newer auto loan for up to 60 months. Terms and conditions may apply. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. While you're here, ask us about our birthday skip-a-pay. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, everything we do for you. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
In sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Chiefs wrapping up mandatory mini camp, and during camp, a lot of eyes were on wide receiver Sky Moore and how he's been developing in year two in the NFL, and head coach Andy Reid met with the media, and he discussed Sky Moore and how he's developed this offseason, and also, more importantly, how even some of the issues he felt with last year, that the mental resilience of Sky Moore, especially amid his punt return issues he had last season, is one of Sky Moore's better overall quality traits, and just what he thinks Sky Moore can turn into here in year two.
Well, listen, still a ton of room to climb and grow. He's so willing, though. And you got a chance to see one of the good parts of his personality is when everything was going wrong last year with the punt returns, he didn't let that bother him. You know, he came back and he'd have a big catch in the same game. And, and that was all new territory for him with these punt returns. But, the resiliency and able to kind of focus back in, that's a good quality to have.
KIA in Sports, I am Fulton Castor.
This Father's Day, find the perfect gift for the dad who loves the perfect yard. From steel mowers and blowers to trimmers and chainsaws, RAK Homeowner System of battery-powered equipment has a range of tools dad is sure to love. Visit your local steel dealer and save $50 on the FSA 57 battery trimmer set. Now just $149.99. Real steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Was $199.99 MSRP. Set includes AK-10 battery and AL-101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time at participating dealers while supplies last.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
Next up, Straight Talk from Doug.
Ever notice that saying no offense is offensive? Like, no offense, but you're overpaying for your wireless. See? Offensive.
That's the Straight Talk talking. Get unlimited plans as low as $35 a month from Straight Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. On the $35 plan, first 10 gigabytes data at high speed, then 2G speeds. Refer to the latest terms at StraightTalk.com. Based on most first place ranking, root metrics, second half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. We had quite a round of severe weather yesterday, the bulk of that in parts of the Texas Panhandle. But southwestern Kansas also received some golf ball-sized hail in Ulysses. 75-mile-per-hour wind gusts were reported in Fowler in Meade County. And we've seen quite a bit of rainfall recently in the western one-third of the state. That's been a help to the drought there. In fact, we now have a flood watch in effect for Sherman, Wallace, and Greeley counties through tonight. An upper-level trough is moving across the west-central High Plains this morning. Thunderstorms will develop in eastern Colorado this afternoon, then slide into western Kansas tonight. The main threats, large hail and damaging winds. Tomorrow, another risk of severe weather over southern Kansas. We may see a few tornadoes there. Today's high will be in the upper 70s in northwestern Kansas. North-central Kansas are high in the upper 80s, 90 in northeastern Kansas. Today's high, 82 in southwest Kansas. Scattered storms in south-central Kansas with a high in the upper 80s, 88 in southeast Kansas. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you very much for that check of the weather. Now, cattle struggled for much of Thursday, with feeder cattle closing with triple-digit losses, while live cattle were able to close in positive territory. Hogs spent much of the day higher but trimmed those gains, resulting in a mixed close. Looking to corn, December corn is up 8 cents early this morning, extending Thursday's 20.